We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with our guests from the Manhattan Housing Authority, and I'm going to bring on the Habitat for Humanity here as well in the city of Manhattan. Brad Clausen and Mandy Thomas are our guests here. Brad, of course, a commissioner. Mandy, the assistant executive director. Josh Brewer is the executive director of the Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity. And we've got some interesting news going on here. We've been seeing it a lot. I know the Mercury did a story recently about the Afghan family that settled here recently. And you guys are kind of doing some assistance here, right?
Yeah. So we are a member of the Manhattan Afghan Resettlement Team. It's a coalition of community organizations that have come together, somewhat impromptu coalition that said, how do we surround these families with love and support? How do we set them up for success and make sure that they get onboarded into our community in the best way possible? So from the get-go, Habitat for Humanity stepped in and we said, okay, we focus on home ownership at the family level. And when these families are onboarded in the community, they're financially stable. In 2 or 3 years, we want them to potentially have the possibility of buying a home. And we want to be a part of that process as they move through the home ownership journey. But then we were talking with the coalition about their initial residence and a need for those residences to be furnished. And we had the idea, we said, well, our ReStore lowers the cost of home ownership through through used furniture and home repair items. We said, we can set up a program where Habitat for Humanity can provide a grant to those families to furnish their homes through the ReStore. And I think everything with this coalition moves pretty quick. We said, hey, here's an idea. And everyone said, we love it. Let's get it going. So we have set it up really quickly, and we looked at our inventory and we said, if we've got this family that's here now, we need to furnish a single apartment. I think it's a three-bedroom or two-bedroom apartment, and we've got another house coming online here this coming week. We currently have the inventory to furnish those homes, but we feel like we need a little bit more. So we're setting up a donation drive where folks can call us or they can bring items to the ReStore. And the only thing we ask is that they just designate those items for consideration with MART. So if you just say, I want this table, this bedroom set to be considered for the Afghan families, we'll mark it and we'll have a representative from the coalition come in and determine whether that item should be relocated to the apartment. And we're also donating transportation services for that. And again, we can pick those items up if you call and schedule a pickup, or you can bring it to the store over on Pillsbury Drive and drop it off.
All right. And for those that don't know where you're located at, it's just south of the river.
Yep. Yep. Just right across the viaduct, 514 Pillsbury Drive.
Okay. And what a neat opportunity here. And so bedroom sets, dressers, microwaves, if you got any of that, couches and love seats, things of that nature.
Yep. And just make sure if you want it to be considered for the families, you just say, I'm donating this for those families or for MART consideration, and we'll tag it.
Okay. Well, that is great. And I understand, we got the first family here into the settlement, and we got more coming in the next few weeks.
Yeah. I think we're expecting another family here in this next week, about 10 to 12 people. And then we should expect 10 to 12 people every month through the fall and winter months. So we've got right now we have two units secured that those families will occupy. And my understanding is that more are coming online, and we're committed to making sure those get furnished.
Yeah, we're talking with Josh Brewer here from the Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity. And there's all kinds of ways that people can give back here in the community. And this is an example of a good partnership here between Habitat and the Manhattan Housing Authority. But there's also some other funds here that people can learn more about.
Yeah, and we collaborate with a number of organizations in the community, the Housing Authority, Be Able Community, Shepherd's Crossing. And there's a newer nonprofit that works with housing that we're working with and looking forward to working with more in the future called Housing MHK. And they have a program set up called the Housing MHK Fund that will, through donations, will subsidize rent and utility payments for these families that are coming into the community. And the website for that is allieswelcome.com, where you can get more information and make donations to support those families.
All right. Good information. And, you know, again, if you want to donate, be sure to call the Restore there. Again, the phone number there is 785-537-7545. And they're just, again, south of the viaduct. Let's move on to Mandy here a little bit. And Mandy's got some information on the digital overhaul taking place with the Housing Authority.
Awesome. So we started doing this around March of this year. We used to do everything paper. I remember when I first started at the Housing Authority, we had dot matrix printers, and that's what we used. And then when Aaron came on with the Housing Authority in March, there was a real big push for digital. So we have been updating everything online. We have our applications online now, both public housing and our voucher program. They can do change of addresses online with us now. They can update their telephone number, contact information. They can take individuals out of their household if they're no longer in their household. The big thing that we're getting ready to push out in October is being able to have our tenants pay their rent online. They'll be able to have access to their own resident portal where they can submit work orders. They can actually see their receipts from their rent payments, and they can pay their rent online. It's a little different than out in the regular community with a regular landlord where their rent stays the same. So that's a big undertaking for the Housing Authority, because we have to change their rent every single month if their rent should go up or down. Our maintenance staff all have iPads now. We no longer have our tenants calling in and giving us work orders and writing out a piece of paper. We now just dispatch those directly out to the maintenance staff. And the maintenance staff are very, very excited about this. They're able to track their time. They're able to track supplies better. And they're able to track charges better that are charged back out to the tenant.
And that part was really exciting to me, because I know, again, kind of back to the effort to, you know, be more efficient in how we get units ready to go and put online, this just helps that whole process, and it just speeds things up and makes it much, much more efficient and workable.
Definitely. Another thing that we've added for digital is our inspection staff, when they do move out and move out inspections now, or if we have to do HUD inspections or we do pest control inspections now, they have iPads to where when they do their inspection, and if something should fail in that inspection for, let's say, a move out inspection, it'll automatically create a work order to that maintenance staff member's iPad. And so when the move out inspection is done, then maintenance knows exactly what needs to be done and repaired in that unit. So that's going to turn around our turnaround time as well. We've set a goal for our maintenance staff to have units turned around in 20 days. And our average time 3 months ago for a unit turnaround was 100, and we've brought that down to 32 days. So staff is doing very well at getting our units turned over.
Well, that's good news. Good to hear. Well, a lot of interesting information here today. Is there anything that we haven't covered this morning that you want to just maybe get out there while we got just about a minute or so left?
Yeah, just kind of going back to the CURA grant again, and the Bridge to Housing Stability Program. I think there's a state website that folks can go to for that, that if you're looking for info, since you have to start with them, if you go to the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program. I don't have the actual website address right now, but I imagine it wouldn't be hard to find. But, I'd just point folks towards that website that they have up and running and try and get information on that.
And, of course, you can always call the Manhattan Housing Authority. What's the
phone
number there?
Our phone number is 785-776-8588.
Okay.
I will also mention that the CARA link is on our website at www.mhaks.com. So if they don't want to go out and Google, they can always go to our website.
All right. So helpful. Well, guys, good information today. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thanks,
right.
Brandon.
And Brad Clausen, Josh Brewer, and Mandy Thomas, our guests here on In Focus today.